Less than 2 years ago, Laura Mvula was a receptionist, honing her phone answering skills at a music organization in Birmingham, England. Now she's got a record deal, a lot of critical acclaim, and she's touring around the U.S., including a stop at NPR this past week.
Our Tiny Desk concert with Laura Mvula is about to begin, so please head on over to the southwest corner of the fourth floor. Thank you.
Which was a chance to see her up close and personal. I caught up with Mvula after the show, and we talked about what a whirlwind the last couple of years have been for her, and that receptionist job that doesn't even feel that far away.
It was a job that really, I thought at the time, might sort of bring me closer to music, because I didn't have many options. But actually, I was just on the front desk.
But it didn't open a bunch of musical doors for you?
No, it didn't do what I thought it was going to do.
Did you get really good at answering the phone?
No. Although my husband says that I answer it in B flat. Apparently, I sing. I just think he was taking the mick out of me.
Father, please don't let me go. Father, Father, bye.
When she played at NPR, Laura Mvula had a simple setup. She sang sitting at her keyboard, and she had two other musicians on strings, her brother and sister, James and Dion. Mvula says they were always a musical family.
We were the kind of household where you couldn't like have TV in your room and all of that kind of thing. So when my dad said that I could have his keyboard in my bedroom, that was like, whoa, okay, this is another level.
Did he expect you then to produce some
to write something with it? Yeah, absolutely. You better do something with it, Laura. And I remember that was the first time I wrote something, and I got his Ghetto Blaster and I recorded it on tape, and I rushed down, and we were actually on our way out as a family somewhere, so he played it in the car. And I remember James and Dion laughing, my brother. You know, it was just, she's written this stupid song. But my dad actually really loved it. And I think that gave me confidence.
There she was, looking for a savior. Someone to save her from a dying self.
So you sing, you play the violin, you play the piano, the keyboards as well. Do you have a favorite? Is there one of those that you just...
Mm-hmm. Well, love. I'm by no means a pianist, I think that's safe to say, but the piano for me is, I would say it's the enabler. It gave me what I needed and gives me what I need in order to write a song. I think playing or improvising on the piano is where I feel most liberated and sort of less conscious of all my insecurities or inadequacies.
She don't stop.
I read in a British newspaper an interview with you. You said that you didn't think you had a very good voice.
Yes, absolutely.
Which is stunning after I just listened to you in there. And I'm not just boosting your ego. You have an incredibly enchanting voice.
Thank you.
Is that just kind of normal artist insecurity, or what would you change?
I think I look at it different now. When I used to think about singing, I used to think that if people sung well, it was very sort of basic criteria, so sort of vocal gymnastics. How much power does the voice have? So I struggled a lot. Anybody asked me to sing anything, I was always happy to sing within a group. But please don't ask me to sing a solo or go up front. But I think when I started writing songs, my voice just became another tool. It wasn't something that I was going to try desperately to woo a listener. As long as I'm using my voice in a way that helps people understand what I'm trying to say, then I feel like I'm doing all right. She wondered if there's a way out of the blow. Who's gonna take her home this time? She knew that this time wouldn't be the last time.
Laura Mvula had stage fright when she first started performing, so I asked her what it was like to play so close to her audience like she did here, in such a small, intimate space.
Today, honestly, felt good. I don't think I always look in people's faces, though, because I think especially when I'm doing my more intimate songs that are quite personal, I always feel it's a bit accusing if I stare in someone's face when I'm singing quite a personal lyric. I kind of like people to feel that they have their own private space and not have me invade it with my with my eyes, you know? But maybe for like more upbeat things, and I, you know, it's cool to dance with people, and I think it's a bit different. You got
the Laura Mvula. Her debut album is called Sing to the Moon. It is out now. She performed a Tiny Desk concert when she visited our studios recently. You can see that in a few weeks at nprmusic.org. Laura, it's been so fun to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Maybe the skies clearer in another place.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.